Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. We're looking this week at questions about priorities in life. And it's Tuesday, so today's the day we see what the Bible has to say about that. But priorities are a big topic. They're something we often find ourselves wrestling over day by day, and probably not too long ago in tax season, you had some priorities to consider. What do I do first? RRSP, RESP, TFSA, do we pay down debt? Do we save? There's so many options for what we do with money. What's better for taxes? What's better for the future? What is going to be better in the long run for our kids? We have all these priorities to juggle. We're never quite sure which one comes first or not. Well, Jesus had something to say about priorities in his Sermon on the Mount. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Now there are three things I want you to note about what Jesus says. First of all, he doesn't forbid people owning private property. There's nowhere in the Bible that forbids that. Jesus wants us to share our private property. That's the difference in his teaching. Secondly, Jesus doesn't forbid people taking care of their families, making prudent savings for the future. Again, there's nothing wrong with that, and the Bible actually encourages it. In the Bible, much earlier in the Bible, in Proverbs, the ant is praised for the way it saves food underground, for the way it works hard. So Jesus is absolutely not telling his followers they shouldn't work hard, they shouldn't save and take care of the people in their family who need help. Jesus also doesn't tell his followers they need to hate material things, that there's, you know, a spiritual realm and an earthly realm, and the earthly realm is just going to get thrown away and doesn't matter. He's not saying that either. Jesus created the world and all that's in it, all the material goods, and he doesn't hate them. He actually, when he created them, said they were good, like us. He created us and said we were good. So Jesus doesn't want us to hate material things or hate ourselves. What he wants us to do is love him so much that that love overflows into the lives of others. What Jesus is forbidding his followers to participate in is selfishness. The reason for this is really quite simple. As one of my friends says, you can't have a U-Haul at a funeral. We can't take it with us. All our material possessions and goods, they can be useful and necessary here on earth, but when we start to pile them up selfishly for the future, we can't take them with us. There comes a time when we realize that our lives on earth are short, and those material possessions can only stay here. A friend of mine had her mother and her mother's brother living with her for 20 years. And when they recently moved out, she had to deal with all their hoarded possessions. She wrote this on her blog. We are receiving our third dumpster delivery today, which we need just to remove Mum's junk from the house so we can think of how to dispose of the supposedly valuable stuff. And believe us, even that valuable stuff isn't that valuable. And none of it is anywhere near worth the amount of money spent to keep it. It's absolutely crazy. What we're learning about stuff and our family and our neuroses and our society is depressing. But that is the nature of stuff. In fact, it is all worthless, bound to rot and become dust. But because some human values it, it's suddenly worth something. But no thing has an intrinsic value. Too bad we didn't all value each other as much as we value our stuff. Just last week, I saw that friend's family filling yet another dumpster at a storage unit. They're now on their sixth dumpster, 12 tons of junk that they've gotten rid of from storage units like the one I'm standing behind. It's a good symbol of the way we can amass possessions, that we can decide even if we don't need them day to day, we might need them someday. We might value them someday. I love the show Storage Wars, but it is sad to see all these possessions that people have been paying to keep up suddenly being thrown away or sold at auction. That's why Jesus warns us that on earth things decay, they rust. The word he uses for rust doesn't just mean metal oxidizing. It could mean anything that eats away at our possessions. It could be mice eating away at food, or worms eating away at food, or moths eating away at clothing. Today, it might be depreciation of our assets. The minute you buy a brand new car, it loses so much value. It's that kind of depreciation, that kind of eating away at our wealth that Jesus is warning us about. It doesn't take long for our possessions to decay here on earth. Even our biggest, most valuable ones. Think of those who invested heavily in the US housing market, and then that market crashed with the subprime mortgage crisis. So many people had put so much trust and faith in the value they had in their homes. And when that value suddenly was decreased by a huge percentage, you could just see people shaking. You could see how much people had lost. It wasn't just material wealth, it was something about themselves. They had tied so much of themselves up. Their net worth, if you will. Think of the term net worth. When you ask somebody what their net worth is, they'll give you a dollar amount, right? But that's not all they are. That's not the net of who somebody is and their value. But we can trick ourselves. We can trick ourselves into thinking that our net value on earth starts with a dollar sign. It's not true, though. So we want to be careful in what we invest in, because on earth, everything we invest in someday decays. But there is an investment we can make that lasts forever, an eternal investment. And Jesus tells us what that is, and we're going to explore that later this week. But first, I have a question for you to consider. What is earthly treasure compared to heavenly treasure? How are earthly treasures temporary and unsatisfying, whereas heavenly treasures can be lasting and satisfying? I hope you'll share this with somebody in your life. Maybe you can discuss it with a friend on the train or bus, somebody at work, or somebody at home. Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.